Thank you very much, and welcome back. Hey, we've got a large winter storm moving through the central U.S. Not too much for here, inch or two, it looks like, at the most. A lot of you will get just a half inch today, but for a while, the upper Midwest appears to be on the dry side. Staff meteorologist with the Severe Studios radio network down in Sioux Falls, Mace Michaels, says there is some concern about drought in the northern states.
A little bit, but I'm not terribly worried as of yet. Years can start off dry and then progress to wetter. We just don't want this trend of where the jet stream is sitting and the overall moisture pattern to kind of lay out through the rest of the winter and into the early spring. January is one of our snowier months typically, but overall snow just doesn't have a lot of moisture content in it. So when it does melt, of course, hopefully not all at once, in the late part of winter and the early part of spring, February and March, and even into early April, it puts that nice moisture back into the ground, but it still doesn't have a lot of water content in it. We would like it to pick up at least a little bit moisture-wise, so we'll have to see if that trend shifts a little bit. The jet stream, though, definitely more active to our south, and that pattern doesn't look to really change too much overall.
La Nina playing a big part in the current weather picture.
It's definitely directly related to La Nina, but in a strong La Nina year or even a well-established La Nina, we usually end up being colder than normal. We are colder, but we're just not significantly colder. And we also usually end up being a little wetter than normal. That's one thing we definitely haven't been. The main jet pathway has obviously, as I mentioned, more active. It's been more active to our south. When we do get into a northwesterly flow, we're on the cold side of it. So we just tend to get those quick clippers, putting down very little or just a small dusting or an inch or two of snow, and that really doesn't help on our snowpack, obviously.
It looks as though that pattern will continue in the short term.
Trending through the next several weeks, it looks like we're going to stay in that pattern. So if the jets are real active, the main pathway will be to our south. If we do get into that northwest flow, it ends up being just kind of minor systems. Sure, we could pick up 2, 3, 4 inches here or there, but you're not going to get a big moisture-laden storm anytime soon.
Again, Mace Michaels with Severe Studios. Further south, winter wheat crop, topsoil moisture, pasture rangeland conditions. Let's get the latest from meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Topsoil moisture reports, snapshot there, shows the northern plains are still quite dry, some patchy dryness on the central plains, and then as we move into the Midwest, we have seen improving conditions. Winter wheat, a lot of our best reporting comes in from the hard red winter wheat belt of the Great Plains, and that is indicating some mixed conditions as we start the new year. And we do see some rather low pasture and rangeland conditions, most notably across the northern plains.
The National Agricultural Statistics Service publishes state stories to capture a non-comprehensive look at crop conditions for overwintering crops, as well as conditions for pastures and rangelands and topsoil moisture.
Topsoil moisture in Kansas was still 36%, very short to short, and that is reflective of some of the autumn dryness, even though we had some pretty wet weather then at the end of autumn in November, still showing that there are some pockets of dryness across more than a third of the state. And it's even drier as you head to the north into Nebraska. And of December, topsoil moisture rated 58%, very short to short. That number grows to 79% in South Dakota. Neighboring Wyoming, also on the dry side, 70%, very short to short. And then as we head up into Montana, not quite as dry, but still 61%, very short to short. That dryness extends into the southwest, where we've seen extremely dry conditions so far this winter. For the reporting states, New Mexico actually coming in at the top of the list, 90%, very short to short. Now, the news is better as you head into the Midwest. Only a handful of states reporting topsoil moisture at least one-fifth, very short to short. That short list does include Indiana coming in 20%, very short to short, Michigan 20%.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's take one more break, come back, and remember Jimmy Carter.